BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Electoral Commission has rejected an application by Durban businessman Farhad Huma to register a new political party known as the Islamic State of Africa. Huma, who was once at the centre of a now-withdrawn terrorism case, announced his plans to start a new party last month that would push for Sharia law in South Africa. Newswatch's Tsakani Mhlongo reports.
The commission says the CEO turned down the application on three grounds. They say Huma failed to submit sufficient details of registered voters supporting its formation, which should be 300 and above. The commission says the party only published a notice of formation in a newspaper with limited circulation, not sufficient enough to create awareness of the application. Officials say they received over 200 objections to the application. In 2018, Huma and others were arrested in connection with a fatal attack at a mosque in Verulam and with several attempted bombing incidents around Durban, but those charges were dropped. In 2022, he was accused by the US for leading an ISIS cell in South Africa, which last month Huma denied being a part of. Tsakani Mhlongo, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A security guard has been killed in an alleged robbery in Chatsworth, south of Durban. It's understood an unknown number of suspects attempted to rob a betting tote on Lenny Naidu Drive this morning. First responders at the scene were told the security officer was shot after attempting to stop the suspects. ALS Paramedics spokesperson Gareth Jameson.
The man, believed to be in his 40s, had sustained a gunshot wound to his chest, and unfortunately there was nothing paramedics could do for him, and he was declared deceased at the scene. One other bystander had sustained minor injuries and was stabilised on the scene before being transported to a nearby hospital for the further care that he required. At this stage, the exact events leading up to the shooting is unknown. However, SAPS were in attendance and will be investigating further.
A security expert believes there'd be civil unrest if KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi was axed. President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to address the nation tonight in response to allegations made by Mkhwanazi of political interference in criminal cases. Willem Elsa from the Institute of Security Studies says public support for Mkhwanazi is tremendously high.
Mkhwanazi now is a whistleblower. Mkhwanazi is now seen as the champion of the people who rose up for them and who is fighting for them. So should there be any action against him that he experiences to be unfair by the public, the possibility is definitely there that we might see another civil action.
And abroad, the head of Britain's biggest police force has admitted race is still an issue, but he's relentless in his quest to deal with it. It comes 2 years after an official report found the Metropolitan Police was institutionally racist, misogynistic and homophobic. Mark Rowley says he's working to improve the force.
The vast majority of our people are good people, but that legacy, combined with the tragedy that some of this crime falls most heavily in black communities, that creates a real problem. It's not right that black boys growing up in London are more likely to be dead by the time they're 18, far more likely than white boys. I think that's shameful.
The top story, the IEC has rejected an application by a Durban businessman to register a new political party known as the Islamic State of Africa. Farhad Huma announced his plans to start a new party last month that would push for Sharia law in South Africa. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.